פרק טס, וב, סעיף למד גימו. הליכה בנער שחקוקות אותיות מסוגייתה. He got a shoe which has got written underneath on the sole. מותר לילך בנער שעל גבי סוליותה חקוקה ציורים אותיות. אף שבזמן הילוכו על גבי אדמה רכה, מוטפעים היציורים האלו באדמה ריאור. A person has underneath his shoe on his sole, he has pictures or letters. Then there's no problem even though to go on soft earth or on chol or the sand, even though that we won't be able to see the picture on the shoe, on the sand. Because the reason is because it's two drabonons. Is also doing it with the shinui, and you're also doing segregation. You're not interested in it, but according to the chazanish, maybe it's a bit worse. The chazanish not happy about this two drabonim. But even though here, since he's interested in walking and he's not interested in having this sign on the ground, even according to the chazanish, it should be mutar. There was once a story in London that there was snow on the ground and they weren't there by the house on Shabbos. So they asked somebody to come and walk on the snow in a way that they should see the shoe mark on the snow going into the house and going out of the house. The ick is going into the house and therefore they cannot be more than come to the house. In such a case, it's more difficult. Why? Because you want the image on the snow. You want to make sure that one sees on the snow there's a person going in. So you want the sign on the snow. That is much more difficult. So in a normal case, a person is not interested having the sign on the sand or on the dust. He's not interested in that. He's interested in going. Therefore, this Ksav She'enu Miskayim and Klach HaYad, you're doing with Ksav She'enu Miskayim and Klach HaYad, and you don't want it, then it is much easier. Then we're allowed to do it. But if he does want it, like the case in the snow, it's already you have to ask a Rav. Afiyas Tzuras Shalidei Tzel HaChama Lamadav, to make Tzuras in a shade. Shadow, shade. Near the Mutter Lasses B'yodav Tzurot כנגד החמה, אמנו שיירה בתחצר כאין ציור, ואין זה מלאכס כסיבה. One's allowed to go and do in the shade signs, even if you got signs from letters, signs from words, no problem to do that. Why? Because there's no difference if a person will do that next to the mirror. A person goes next to the mirror, he says, no, I'm making a picture in the mirror. And says, why are they not? Because he's not making a picture in the mirror, he's making himself, and the mirror sees it. The same thing if a person goes and does a shad in the shade from the sun, he does some sort of pictures, so you can see it, there's no problem altogether. But he does say a makrein. Makrein is what you call something which shows pictures, projector which shows pictures, and you have a light there, and you put in the picture. And you see it on the wall, you see it on the screen. That's the Rabbonim say, the Poskim say, you're not allowed to do that, not because of Kosa, because of Zilus of the Shabbos, as if you're using it on Shabbos, using such a thing, even if it is already in the Chashma before Shabbos, and the light is already there, to put in pictures of Zilus of the Shabbos, one shouldn't do that, even though that there shouldn't be a problem from Kosa, because of, like we're saying here, that you're not doing anything, it's already there, everything's there, and you put in something, and you only see the picture, it's not considered kosher. But you got a problem from the loss of the Shabbos. Lamed hey, machshe hakana b'magal sagur. So using these matzlemot, these cameras, which you have in a shop, and they're connected to a masach, to a screen, so you can see what's going on. ואין אם כניסה לחדר שיש פה מצלמה הקלטת לצורף החדר והעצמים שבצריכוי ומקפינה או יש אגב במסך. Going into a room which has got cameras and one can see it in the screen, אין יש חשש מלאכת כסף בזה שאני נכנס לחדר גורל לכך שצורף זה מפיע אגב במסך ואין if it's considered Toysa, he says, look in the footnote. Why? That if a person goes in the room and he is interested that his picture should go on the screen, let's say the case, normal case, you find. Sometimes you have places which they won't allow you in the house, in a Beis HaMedrash, sometimes you have it also, or in the old age home, you have a Shema, a guard who guards the place, and he won't allow you in unless he sees your picture of the person on the screen. He's sitting inside, and you have a screen, you have a camera outside, and he sees you on the screen, that then he says, he sees who you are, and he allows you in. He opens the door for you. That is not allowed. Why? Because such a case is you want the picture on the screen, because otherwise he won't allow you in. If you won't see your picture on the screen, he won't allow you in. Then that's the case which the post can say you're not allowed to do, because you're interested in it. That if you're not interested in the picture, you're going around in the room, you're coming in the room, and you're not interested altogether, there should be pictures on the screen, you don't want to go into the house. And automatically there's a picture on the screen. That's much, much better. There are a lot of poskim who want to say, if you don't want it, you're allowed. In the first case, which we said, in the case which you do want it, even though there is, Moshe Steinbuch, who does say in Shuvas HaNogos, he says that you're allowed to do it even though. But a lot of poskim want to say you shouldn't be allowed to do it if you do it on purpose. In the case which you want the person to open the door for you, and he has to see you on the screen, even though Moshe Shtembo does say it's allowed, a lot of people can say you're not allowed. But there is another Nekudah here which I speak about is it considered Kosev Minatoya, is it not considered Kosev altogether? To have your writing on a screen, that comes out on the screen, is it considered Kosev or not? Rabbi Yashav, Rabbi Abdul Rabbi Nissim, want to come along and say it is Kosev, because it's some sort of a writing which comes out on the screen, the picture which does come out, maybe according to Rabbi Yashav and his Rabbanon, I call upon him that both say there is a problem from Kosev on a screen. Now, but we said there's another Nekudah, if you're interested in it, it's much worse. There are a lot of people say you're not allowed. If you're not interested in it, you're interested in going on the street, interested in going on in the room, and there's automatically your picture would be shown on the masach, on the screen, that a lot of poskim say you're allowed to do that.